Chapter 27. Jin woke early the next morning. She crept down the hall to the kitchen, hoping she could find some calf and a brew pot. She was surprised to see Hatter already up.
"Bun doesn't cook itself,"
he said, lifting the top of a big pressurized steamer. Jin recognized the same long, sticky grains that had been the base of much of the food at the diner. Bun must be locally grown and very popular. Hatter had refilled the steamer the previous evening and let grains cook all night. From the large quantity of bun in the basin, Jin figured it was going to feature in every meal she had on school.
"Want breakfast?"
Hatter asked pleasantly. Jin nodded. Hatter moved around the kitchen efficiently, frying up 2 eggs, setting calf to brew, flipping the eggs, and pouring 2 cups for himself and Jin.
"Mom likes to sleep in," he said, handing her a mug.
He scooped bun out of the steamer with his bare hand, making a little mound in the center of a bowl, and then sliding a fried egg on top. Jin watched Hatter eat first, breaking the bright green yolk of the egg and mixing it with the sticky bun, and then copied him.
"None for me?"
Akshaya asked, yawning and stretching as she entered the kitchen. Hatter jerked his head toward the griddle.
"It wasn't that long ago when my son cooked for me," Akshaya said in a falsely bemoaning tone. "But now there's a new pretty girl to distract him."
"Yup,"
Hatter agreed cheerfully. Jin put her spoon down.
"I was thinking," she said. "I need a job. I could try to learn how to fix your droid."
Hatter laughed.
"You think B3 even can be fixed?"
he asked.
"That hunk of junk has been broken for years."
"Or I could co-pilot," Jin offered.
She wasn't sure how much help she'd be if she actually had to pilot, but she was a fast learner.
"No," Akshaya said. "You're too young."
"I'm 16, Jin said.
She paused, thinking.
"I could..."
"No,"
Akshaya said in a harsher tone of voice than Jin had ever heard her use before.
An uneasy silence stretched out, and even affable Hatter looked down at the table.
Jin wasn't sure what she'd said that was so wrong, but it was clear she'd overstepped somewhere.
"Docs," Akshaya said finally. "You get me scan docs and clearance codes that help me avoid those blockades, and we'll call it even."
"You can forge Imperial clearance codes?"
Hatter asked, gaping at Jin.
"Helped me avoid a fine," Akshaya said. "We're not exactly scraping credits together, but that was a nice little bump."
"Maybe we can save up enough to replace B3,
Hatter said.
"Yeah, that droid really isn't worth fixing," Jin laughed.
"You'd be better off using it for target practice." Akshaya and Hatter exchanged a look.
"Target practice?" Akshaya asked.
Jin felt her cheeks burn. She had said the wrong thing.
Again.
"Well," Jin said, scooting her chair back, "I'll get to work. I'll put together a packet of different codes and scan docs that may be helpful, and..."
Akshaya cut her off. "Jin," she said, "I'm not leaving again for a few days. You can take it easy."
"I..." Jin started, but she wasn't sure what else to say.
"I, on the other hand, need to oversee the cargo disbursement,"
Akshaya said, standing up.
"I'll see you later."
Jin watched her go, then turned back to Hatter. She felt adrift. What was she supposed to do if she wasn't working? She couldn't train as she had with Saw.
"Why doesn't she want a co-pilot?"
Jin asked Hatter.
"I'm not that young."
Hatter just shook his head sadly.
"That's not it. It's Tanith."
He looked like he was going to say more, but instead he ran his fingers through his dark hair. Jin watched as the silky locks fluttered around his ears. He needed a haircut, but maybe he liked it that way. Chin length and just enough in the way that he had an excuse to keep running his fingers through it.
"It was very distracting." "Who's Tanith?"
Jin asked, pressing him for more information. Hatter's gaze was distant.
"She was my sister." Jin noted the way he said this, as if she was gone. She died when I was 7, Hatter said, confirming her suspicion. You don't have to say you're sorry or anything, he added quickly. It happened a decade ago. Jin didn't tell him that she hadn't been intending to say she was sorry. She would never give pity to someone she liked. Instead, she said, I lost my parents when I was 8. Hatter looked at her. She had questions for him, and he had questions for her, but neither was sure what to say. Hatter broke the silence first. Have you been on the run since then?
Since I was 8? Jin laughed. No, someone else took me in.
Her smile faded, and she grew completely still.
The group has been utterly crushed, Lieutenant Colonel Senjax had said. Every single member who implemented the attack has been caught and punished.
Was Saw even still alive? Her mother's death was long before, distant enough that she could speak of it without emotion. But Saw's possible death, that was too recent.
Hatter stood up abruptly, his chair scraping against the floor. Come on, he said.
Jin followed him to the bedroom she'd slept in the previous night.
He went to the little shelf and pulled out the wooden box.
Jin had noticed it before, but as it wasn't hers, she'd tried to ignore it. 3 hypo-injectors lay at the bottom of the box, rolling around as Hatter handed it to Jin. She looked at him curiously, but he nodded, prompting her to inspect the needles. They were empty.
Hydera serum? She said, reading the label and stumbling over the first word. Where had she heard about that before?
Oh, she breathed, her eyes widening. Hatter nodded grimly.
This was your sister's room, she said, looking around at the small space with new eyes. And she had bloodburn.
Bloodburn was a rare disease, mostly affecting younger people who spent a lot of time in space. It was incurable and often fatal. But Hydera serum injections could help.
That's not what killed her, though, Hatter said.
Jin put the empty hypo-injector back in the box. She was only dimly aware of Bloodburn, but she knew how addictive Hydera serum could be and how easy it was to overdose.
Mom has it in her head that it's her fault. After Pop died, Tanith started working with her on the ship. Then she got sick and...
His eyes flicked back to the box.
And she's convinced that Bloodburn runs in families. Nothing I've ever been able to say has swayed her to believe I'd be safe to fly.
There was so much longing in his voice. Such deep desire that Jin was certain there was nothing Hatter wanted more than to fly like his mother. And that was the one thing he was forbidden to do.